This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Hearty ham hock soup with loads of seasonal vegetables and potatoes as well.
So what's a ham hock?
Ham hock is just the bottom, like the shin of pork or pig, and cured. So, but takes a wee bit of cooking. So it's a nice big piece of meat with
on
a bone.
On the bone.
And then for soup, you want on the bone because that's where all the flavour is. You know, if you do a nice shin soup, same thing. So what I did was just put the ham hock into a pot, nice finely, just not tea, but some turnip, some carrots, celery and onion. Put it into the pot, cube it up, cover the whole thing with water, put it onto either the stove top and just cook it gently, or your slow cooker, you could do this. Or, you know the way when you make soup for a long time like that, and your house gets really steamed up, doesn't it? So I just put a lid on it and put it in the oven. So that's
right.
So then take it out, and you end up with this nice sort of broth, just with, so we've got all our nice vegetables in.
Just kind of the carrots and the onions and the turnips.
And turnips. If you don't like turnip, a lot of people are funny about turnip and soup. I just think you can't have a broth without the turnip, you know. So, and then you get this nice meat, and you just let it rest. I mean, the only thing is, for a couple of reasons, because it's so hot, just let the ham hock rest for about 15 minutes. And then shred it up.
Scrape the meat off it.
That's it, scrape the meat
off it. Throw the bone to the dog.
That's it. But you know what, it's so easy. You know, when it's well cooked, it'll just clean off naturally. It's a surprising amount of meat you get off it. Add the ham hock to the broth now.
So does that not be really fatty? And you know the way if you boil a ham and you get that kind of scum on the top of it? No,
it's not. If you want to... it didn't actually, but if... No, because as you can see there, not at all. If you want to be really ultra sure, pour a kettle of boiling water over it at the beginning before you put it in the pot, and that'll kind of seal it off.
Oh, right.
Or bring up the boil, empty it out. Same as you're doing a ham at Christmas, if you want to use the stuff. But as you can see, there was nothing come out of that.
No.
So
that's the basis of the soup then.
That's the soup there. And then we're just going to finish that off. And then just soup celery, which I love. And indigenous to Northern Ireland, so we should really use it. You know, and some spuds, diced spuds, and then a few leeks. And just throw that all in.
Diced spuds, not cooked, just...
Nope, just all... Okay. All nice. And then really jump that's it. And leave that probably for another, let it simmer for another half hour. And then you've got this really nice soup here. So it's all, so the spuds have made it kind
the
of creamy.
Have started to crumble and it gets starchy and wintery
and
frothy. And
then have a smell
of
that. Look, smell that. Right, and there's the soup celery, and you've got the...
That's my granny's house.
Isn't it? But that, you know, it's just, I think...
That's turnip Saturday afternoon.
Turnip and soup celery, And then just, look, a load of parsley in at the end. I just really like parsley in a soup. You don't have to.
Racing on the television, or boxing maybe, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy boxing.
Giant haystacks.
Yeah.
Or else the...
Big bowl of soup like that, and then...
320 from Ferry House.
That's it. Half a plain loaf.
Oh, and maybe another spud in the middle of that.
Absolutely. Well, that's right. See, I was trying to be fancy, John, and do diced potatoes in it, but actually, you know, it would be a big spud in the middle. And I've seen that in restaurants now. You know,
really?
Well,
we'll go back to that.
Like pubs, you know, good pubs, good gastro pubs. You know, at lunchtime, nice broth, spud in the middle. Why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
That's one of the things we do best, isn't it? Right, so it's, I don't know, why not? You shouldn't be snooty about our heritage, sure.
No, it's like soup celery, as you say, so that's kind of a forgotten vegetable, and like, we're very good at growing it here, and it's, so many people just throw it out.
You get soup celery nowhere, you don't get it anywhere else in the world.
Really?
You can grow it elsewhere, but it's not the same, and you get it right, you know, around Cumber's perfect, and let's say, that lovely soup celery, it's in a unique taste, it's a wee bit bitter, but as you say, You can't have broth without the soup celery. That's what I think. Turnips and soup
celery.
You throw the
parsley in at the last minute.
That's it. Just at the very last second.
Everything just goes bang.
Doesn't it?
That's class.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you've got lovely fresh green herb like that, throw it in at the very end.
That is beautiful. And you could also throw, if you had a wee bit of cabbage, because I still have cabbage, when you did your 3-minute cabbage a couple of weeks ago.
Cabbage at the end of that would be fine.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just as long as you put it in
doesn't
at the end.
Doesn't stink the place out.
It's 3 minute cabbage, that's it. Just in at the end of your soup, definitely. You know, and that's the whole thing. A sea soup like that is great for if you've got stuff at the bottom of your fridge and some like carrots and bits and pieces of things, you know, half an onion, you know, that kind of bit of the end of a celery. Stick it all in, and you know, don't follow recipes. You know, if the soup's too thick when you finish, we'll put a wee bit more water in it, and if it's not thick enough, so when.
And what would your granny say about soup? Like, eat that up because it'll
make you grow.
Ward off the cold.
That's right.
You'll not get a cold or a flu.
That's
well,
true.
If you do, don't ring us.
No, it's not guaranteed.
Paula, thanks a million.
Oh, thank you.
So delicious.
Thank you.
Ham hock broth. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.